Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you for a new day in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for our going out, for our coming in. Thank you, everlasting God, for the wonderful and the glorious plans that you have in stock for us and all our loved ones, for the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf, the ones we are aware of, the ones we are not aware of. Unto you we give all the glory, all the praises, all the honor, all the adoration. We thank you, Father, for all the previous broadcasts, for the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for those whom you have healed, those whom you have delivered. Father, we say glory be unto your name. Everlasting Father, Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us, speak to our situation, speak to our circumstances. And Lord, you will let there be salvation of souls. And above all, Lord, let your name and only your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. We thank God for a new day. Thank God for your life. Thank God for that which the Lord is doing for you. And I pray that the Almighty God will continue to fight your battles, continue to grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, The Seed in You. The seed in you, the seed of greatness that is in you. And I'm going to take my text from the book of John chapter 12, reading from verse 24 to 26. John 12, reading from 24 to 26. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking here. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant also be. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we mention the word seed, the seed is the fertilized oval from which the plant grows. So that means that it's the seed that eventually develops to the plant. So you and I, we are one seed, and now we are the plant. I pray that indeed we will be the plant that God has ordained us to be in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, reading that passage, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking, he said the seed must fall to the ground. Fall to the ground. That means that you must go back to the fundamentals. You must first of all know why you are in this world, what you are doing in this world. Because if you do not know the purpose for which any item is created, there is the possibility of that item to be abused. And you and I might have been abusing ourselves because we do not even know why we are on this earth. There is a reason why God has created us. And if we fail to fulfill that purpose, then to a very large extent, it becomes a form of an abuse. I pray that you will not abuse yourself in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says, and God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heaven and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So God created us to have dominion in this world, to have dominion, to bear fruit. And there when we read in that John chapter 12, you can see that our Lord Jesus Christ speaking there. It says that, "Truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears more fruit." So basically, God has created us to have dominion, to bear fruit in this world. And you and I, we are supposed to go back to that fundamentals and begin to ask, what do I need to do for me to bear fruit? What do I need to do to be that seed that bear fruit? And let's see what we need to do there. One of the things we can get there is that we need to know that there is a seed of greatness in every one of us. Every one of us is created to be great. Because when God created man, he didn't mention a specific person. He created man. He created them male and female. Within a man, there is a male, there is a female. So every one of us has been created to have that dominion, to exercise the dominion. We are all created to be great. And I pray that indeed you and I will be great in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The grace for us to be great, the Lord will release upon us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, another thing I want us to know from that passage is that the seed must be planted. If you do not plant the seed, then there is no way you can get the plant. So the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, Genesis 8:22, it says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." That means that the seed must be planted. Whether it is cold time, heat time, summer, winter, day or night of your life, at all times, you must continue to bring out the best in you, to be that person that God wants you to be. We will go through different challenges when you plant the seed. The seed will be there in the cold. It will be there in the heat. It will be there during the summer. It will be there during the winter, day and night. But brothers and sisters, there will be a time of harvest. And I pray that your time of harvest will come, and indeed you will harvest that good fruit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can get from that passage is that if you are not planted, then you are going to be alone. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was saying there in that John 12 verse 24, he said, "Truly, truly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the earth and die, it remains alone." That means that God does not want you and I to remain alone. There is somebody somewhere that God has created to be the helper of your destiny. I pray that the Lord will divinely connect you with that helper of your destiny for you to fulfill that which the Lord has assigned to you in this world. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and verse 11. Verse 9 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil." And in verse 11, say, "Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep one alone?" So, brothers and sisters, you need somebody. There is somebody somewhere that God has created to be the helpers of your destiny. At different stages of your life, you need different people. And God will bring them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who will help to lift you up, those who will help to ensure that you be that person that God has created you to be, God will send them your way in the name of Jesus. And you will not chase them away too by your attitudes in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that our Lord Jesus Christ says is that seed, that grain must fall down and die. That means that we must die to self. The Bible tells us in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, say, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You must be ready to die to self and rise up again in Christ, so that the life you live will be the life of Christ. The seed dies. The seed doesn't remain seed. It dies and took up a new life. It takes up the new life. So you have to die and take up the new life, which is the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And talking about dying to self, that means that you also need to discipline yourself. You need to discipline yourself, you and I. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25, you see, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wealth, but we an imperishable. And in verse 27, say, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself be disqualified. You need to exercise self-discipline. Self-discipline. You need to know when to say no. You need to know what to chase after. You need to know when to keep your mouth shut. You need to discipline yourself. You need to know when to fast, when to pray. You need to develop the right culture, right aptitude. And then also, you need to be devoid of pride. When you fall down to the ground, you say you fall down to the ground, means humility. Humility. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 11 verse 2, it says, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with the humble is wisdom. It also tells us in the same Proverbs, in Proverbs 16 verse 5, it says that everyone who is arrogant in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Be assured, it will not go unpunished. I pray you will not be an abomination to the Almighty God. You will be the friend of God all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And another thing that we need to know is that for that seed in us to be truly that seed of greatness, you must be ready to make sacrifices. You must be ready to make sacrifices. When you plant the seed, it first of all grows under. It grows under before it starts to grow up. Brothers and sisters, you need to grow under. God needs to do something in you and I, first of all, before he can begin to do something through us. Brothers and sisters, we need to grow under. Grow under. When you are growing under, those are the things you are doing in order to prepare yourself for the journey ahead. And God will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. If you do not destroy the monster inside of you, you cannot conquer the world. You have to first of all destroy that monster in you for you to conquer the world. And finally, the root of the seed remain connected to the source of the nutrient all through the life of the plant. The root remain connected to the source. And what is your source? Your source is Jesus Christ. So that throughout your life, you have to be connected. For that seed that God has planted in you to be truly a seed of greatness. David was speaking in the book of Psalm 51 verse 11, say, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit. So except the roots remain connected, that plant is going to die. So you have to be connected to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, today as you are listening to me, can you truly say you are connected to this Jesus with your heart, with all your being? If you are not sure of your salvation, I'm giving you this wonderful and glorious opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins, write my name in the book of life, and it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. Pray, Lord, that you write their names in the book of life. For everyone that have listened to us today, I say the mighty hand of God will continue to be with you. He will guide you, he will direct you. The seed of greatness in you will come to fall in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not just come to this world and live. You will make an impact in the mighty name of Jesus. Indeed, you will be a person of significance in the name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.